This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You're talking about Aaron Rodgers yesterday, and you mentioned how you're watching him and you feel like he has been hampered by some sort of injury, and it looks more like you said, hamstring or quad, and, you know, potentially something that is not going to get better. And the reason why you had this opinion was because you were watching the throws he was making and actually the throws he wasn't making, and went back and watched the film. And I guess, you know, some of the reaction out there thought that you were making an excuse for him, as I saw some of that, which is a load of crap. I was sat here next to you. You were not making an excuse. You were evaluating what you saw on the field. I mean, for God's sakes, it was, what, 2 weeks ago you said that Aaron Rodgers sucked the life out of the Jets building. Is that making an excuse for him? Absolutely not. So I just wanted to clear that up on your behalf,
because
I thought that was silly. I appreciate that
because, you know, here's the thing. Watching the game on Sunday, we all knew he didn't throw the ball downfield. And obviously that was all over the place on Monday. It was all over the place on Tuesday. So I wanted to go back and I wanted to watch all the throws again. It's not hard to do. You just go right to NFL Plus and you can watch the end zone. You can watch the all 22. And you just sit there and you look at it. And if you know what you're looking for, and if you've played the position and you know exactly things that could be bothering somebody, you could see it. And what I saw is he's got a, and I hate to say this because I don't want to out a guy, because I don't know whether or not, it's me speculating on it, but it has to be. There's something wrong with his left leg, his front leg. And I could just see it. Now, I know he throws off his back foot a lot anyway. And it just, to me, looks like he can't, like, and everybody's like, oh, he's washed. He's this, he's that. He's not washed. He's hurt. And he's out there playing hurt. It's kind of like what Brett Favre did when he came here as a Jet quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason you play when you're hurt, and even though you may be hurting the team, is because it really does mean something to you. And you want to go out there and you want to play and you want to live up to the expectations. Not making excuses for anybody. I'm just telling you, he's not right. His leg is not right. His left leg is not right. And I could see it because it's his front leg. It's not his back leg. And if it were his back leg, then he'd be more probably like Dak Prescott and he couldn't be able to play because he couldn't put any pressure on his, you know, and that's probably why. I see a lot of shotgun with him and everything. Mm-hmm. I think it's really to try to protect that leg. I see only, and he's getting the ball out. There's at times it's inaccurate. At times it's quick and it is accurate. But I just don't see him moving as well as I would have expected, or if there is nothing wrong with him.
So let me ask you.
So it's not if I told you next Monday with all this stuff going on around the Jets and supposedly Woody Johnson saying after the Denver Bronco game in a heated meeting or a meeting with everybody, an extended staff meeting, that maybe we should just bench Aaron Rodgers, you know, and then people taking it different ways and running with it. Now, all of a sudden, that's in that Athletic article. I'm like, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you hear all this, the GM's fired, the coach fired, they don't want you back for next year, do you elect to have maybe season-ending surgery if, in fact, that is required?
Yeah, I mean, or if maybe not even season-ending surgery, or this, like, I'm just going to sit out a couple games because I'm not healthy and I'm gonna hurt myself even more if it doesn't require surgery. I guess it has to be like Dak Prescott when it's torn off the bone for there to be some sort of surgery to get it back. Other than that, I guess it's something that just
I'm not making any excuses for him. I'm pointing out what I think is obvious.
Yeah,
that nobody is talking about. That's all.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, you've been as critical of Aaron Rodgers and what's gone on this year than anybody, talking about how he throws people under the bus in his way, in his nuanced way, in the press conferences, and everybody looking at him and sucking the life out of the building. It's not an excuse. He's playing bad. He's probably playing hurt. The offense isn't very good. And, you know, honestly, the defense has been worse ever since Rob Saleh left. So the team's just out. It's a bad team on the road to nowhere. And the rest of this season, I mean, at this point, I bet you Woody Johnson would like to just cancel the rest of the season. And if there wasn't money involved, he probably doesn't want to see this team play again, you know, and just get a new GM, get a new quarterback, get a new head coach and everything else. And let's start as soon as possible. And that's why Joe Douglas was let go this week, because it's as opposed to him hanging around a building for the rest of the year.
Yeah, there's no reason for having a guy hanging around the building, having nothing to do, or having his, you know, legs cut out from underneath of him.
No. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a tough one. I'm sure Joe Douglas is relieved to be able to get away from that. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.